Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice weekend? Did you get any music in your life? Have any good sort of lovely experiences?
I did actually. I had an amazing time at Drive Island on Friday. Te Kahu and the Black Seeds were really, really good. It was so nice to be out and about with a whole lot of people at Drive Island.
It really was.
I feel like it had been ages, yeah. But it was a really good vibe, especially big ups to Sam's daughter, who was really rocking the poi.
Hard out, big ups to Maya. She was doing some mean as poi dancing. It was very, very cool.
And then I got to catch the cavemen at Whammy Bar, who I hadn't seen for ages, so it was really good to see them.
Nice. We are talking about something that segues, or dovetails rather, very neatly from trucking. Caps last week. What is it, Penny?
Oh man, I've got to tell you, I went down this rabbit hole, and this is a story that starts with an artist, an art collector, drug dealer, pro skater, involves an engineer, Olympic taekwondo gold medal champion.
Oh my god.
Leads to celebrity intimidation, an attempted extortion,
what?
Murder, financial ruin, an addiction for some, and a Nazi sympathizer.
What the heck?
Yes,
okay.
You guys will not believe this. I was just like, whoa.
What are we talking about?
So we're talking about the label Von Dutch.
Wow.
And I had no idea about any of this. And then I happened to stumble across a three-part Hulu documentary on Amazon called The Curse of Von Dutch.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, I'll watch this because, you know, I've just done trucker hats.
Yeah.
And it was so fascinating that I had to share it with you.
Okay, I'm very excited about this.
So Von Dutch, the name, is actually the name of an American artist called Kenny Howard. He was a motorcycle mechanic as well as an artist, and he was a pinstriper of the custom culture with K's movement. He's been pinstriping, well, had been pinstriping cars for years and years and
what
years.
What does that mean, Penny?
So that's like when you do the custom detail on classic cars.
Yes.
So it's built out of the hot rod culture out of California in the 50s and 60s.
Okay,
and
got you.
So it's that very thin pinstriping, and you'll probably notice if you've ever looked at Von Dutch clothing that there is an element of the pinstriping.
Yeah, true.
On it. And he also created the flying eyeball logo, which is very indicative of Von Dutch. But yeah, he was that was his nickname, and that's where the name came about. And his daughters allowed this art collector called Ed Boswell to create patches and sell them after his death in 1992.
True, okay.
And then comes along at a trade show this ex-drug dealer called Mike Castle and his best mate Bobby Vaughan, who's a pro surfer.
Wow.
And they come and see him. They come along to this trade show because they've actually just sold, or they say they were duped, out of their previous skate surf label called Bronze Age. And for people from the 80s and 90s, they'll know that because it was Bronze Age was a logo that was kind of like a round one with a fish skeleton in the middle.
True. Yes, I can visualize that. Yep.
Yeah, so Mike Castle kind of sells that, says that he's been duped out of the label, is looking for a new label, comes across Ed Boswell selling this patch, and they go into business together, essentially putting this patch over other labels of jeans.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but that's how it starts.
Grifters.
Yeah. And then they kind of then Bobby, because he's a pro surfer, he's kind of out and about in California meeting all the cool people, becomes best mates with Pamela Anderson's brother, and eventually gets Pamela Anderson wearing Von Dutch.
Yes.
And also Tommy Lee, who famously wears a Von Dutch t-shirt in the MTV Cribs episode of them showing the, I can't even remember what he calls it, the Tommyland Palace or something, and there's all these women in there partying, including this Bobby guy, Bobby Vaughan, and they're all in there wearing Von Dutch, and it kind of takes off. And at this point, Von Dutch has been operating out of a garage, so they need to try and grow, and they won't, like, banks won't lend any money to an ex-convicted drug dealer.
This is so wild. This is the most LA thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. So then they look for an investor, and they find this guy called Tony Sorensen, who is a gold medalist taekwondo champion, who's also an engineer, and he's got no background in clothing whatsoever, but he eventually invests like over $2 million in it.
Holy.
And then, of course, he's trying to run it as a business, and Mike and Bobby are just like, hey, man, everything's going to be cool, you know. And Mike is designing the denim range, and Tony brings in a French designer called Christian Audugier, and he comes in and starts, messing with the brand and making it really big, and he actually creates the iconic trucker cap. But it's weird because Bobby and Mike think that they did. So this whole story is everybody saying that they created something.
And I came up with the trucker hat.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because I would have thought that if, like, Mike and Bobby would have done it if Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson were wearing it earlier on.
Yeah, so I see.
It's all a bit weird.
Very strange. Loving the drama and the intrigue so far.
Yeah, so, and Bobby has like gang connections, right? So,
oh my God.
He eventually gets pushed out, and he's also got this best friend, Mark, who earlier on goes to prison for a murder using Bobby's gun.
And, oh my God.
Yeah.
How do we get the rights to this story?
Well, it's sort of been done.
Yeah, but you've got to watch this film. Oh. So this guy, Mark, goes to prison. You don't see it from him at all. Bobby gets married, has a baby, or just has a baby. He's kind of living life. But then he gets fired from Von Dutch. I'm not quite sure why, but he gets fired and pushed out. And so he's very upset and angry about it because he's like, oh, my God, you know, this was my baby with my best mate, Mike. Now Mike is best mates with Tony.
And they're making trucker caps and I'm not allowed to.
And I'm not making any money and I've got to get some money for my kid. So he kind of goes off and starts like scheming on one side. And then eventually Mike, who doesn't like the new French designer and the way that things are going, gets forced out as well.
There's so much drama. This is like, if this was a bloody...
This could have been,
soap opera.
Actual, yeah, exactly. So Mike gets forced out as well. So now it's just Tony and this guy, Christian Audugier.
So none of the OGs are there now. It's all these new guys.
Yeah, so these new guys are running the place. They then hire this guy called Tracy Mills, who's the brother of the NBA Chris Mills, to get celebrities to wear Von Dutch. So Christian Audugier is now hanging out with Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z's wearing the label, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan. Like, it becomes the label of this era.
And I think that's where, like, when you think about Von Dutch, that is very much... I think you do think about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, but you also do think about that, like, early 2000s sort of Y2K big celebrity boom. That is the Von Dutch moment in my mind.
Yeah, totally. And the peak is like around 2003 when they're turning over $33 million.
Whoa!
So of course, but they're kind of oversaturating the market. So Christian's now making dog outfits, baby clothing, you know, you name it, the Von Dutch name is on it.
And tacky.
It's getting quite tacky. And then in the meanwhile, Bobby, whose best mate Mark, has just come out of prison.
Oh, my God.
He and Mark, Bobby and Mark are now scheming how to get their share back, you know, because Mark's always been like a brother to Bobby. So they start intimidating, firstly, Mike Castle, and trying to get him to help, get their shares back and stuff like that. So
give
they take him away, and I think they beat him up or something. And
oh, my
then,
God.
They call a meeting, but then in a diner, and then all the police come because Mike's wife's, involved. And, oh, my God, it's just like, this is so dramatic. And then, so Mike's being pushed out, and he's still got his drug connection. So he gets Pablo Escobar's grandson.
What?
To come along.
No. Yeah.
And intimidate Tony to rehire him or sell his share of the company for $500,000 US.
What?
But by now, like basically Tony's got 2 million in there. They're turning over, you know, a whole lot of money. So he's like, nah. But so things are going along and the Von Dutch label's getting over commercialized. And then the next bomb that drops is the original guy, Ed Boswell.
Yes.
Who got the original kind of trademark off the daughters of Kenny Howard Von Dutch after he died.
Following you, yep.
Goes to the media and releases a letter written by Kenny Howard, a.k.a. Von Dutch, in 1992 before he dies, which is mainly outlining what a racist he is and a Nazi sympathiser, and that... He doesn't believe that all you know nationalities are equal, and so he uses this in a timely fashion to essentially sink the company.
Oh my God, the drama, Penny! Yeah. I was not expecting that. I thought you were going to be like two people were having a feud over who owned the rights to the trucker hat or something, but I was not expecting this level of drama. I now understand why you've picked us. The song you've picked us this morning. You said it's kind of got nothing to do necessarily with Von Dutch, but the vibe is kind of the vibe of this story. What have you picked for us today?
Well, first of all, I just want to finish off saying if you want to watch this, it's called The Curse of Von Dutch. It's on Amazon,
nice.
A three-part series. Also, there's a resurgence of Von Dutch. Kylie Jenner started wearing it again in 2016. And the song I've chosen is Death Valley 69 by Sonic Youth.
Thank you, Penny. Have a lovely morning. I'm still reeling from the intrigue.
Thank you.
This is Sonic Youth with Death Valley 69, picked by Penelope Noir as a sort of a vibe for the Von Dutch story, which I think it's really has cemented the chaos of that particular fashion brand. Thank you very much to Penelope Noir. You can watch that series. We'll put the link in the podcast. So if you want to go see that television series about Von Dutch, you'll be able to find it. Penny will be on this afternoon, so keep it on the B.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.